I am originally from Saigon, Vietnam, and I have been here since I was a toddler. And so most of my life has been here in the United States. My earliest memory was upon our arrival on a refugee camp. It was in Arkansas, and it was complete disarray and chaos. There were families who were separated, as they are now, with different groups that were more familiar with in current times. It was a horrible situation to be in, to have lost everything, and knowing that your family, particularly my parents, were trying to keep things together in the best fashion that they knew how, despite the conditions that we were in, and despite knowing that they could never go back to our home again. So, from the stories that I've heard, I'm sure that's radiated on us as children at the time, as far as the level of stress that was going on and the sense of loss were probably the first memories of coming to the United States. I've always, since I've, as far as I can remember, social justice issues have always been very important to me because refugees have always been seen as an other, even today. And I feel like it's not just important for me to represent as a refugee, but as a human being. It's for people to realize that advocacy and storytelling and policy changes are still very important to this day. And I think every step that we take as a community, as an individual, it's a step forward for all of us. It's not just on a micro level, it's on a macro level. And so the decisions that I've made in my career, whether it be as a city commissioner for the Denver Mayor's Asian American Pacific Islander Commission, or my role with the Colorado Department of Law, they're intentional because I know that even if it appears as a small step to someone else, I feel like we're progressing forward. And anything that I do or can do to help that cause, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to be as visible as possible and discuss the concerns and issues of our community. At one time, the United States welcomed everyone. And there were people who were introduced to America in a very non-harming, in a very kind, in a very compassionate way. And I think we reap the benefits. We all reap the benefits of that because some of the most extraordinary people I've met and some of the most meaningful relationships I've had are with refugees, with immigrants. And I know they enrich my life, and I know they've enriched the lives of many people that they've touched. And I know there's so many other lives that it should touch, but because of the fear of the differences, they're losing out and they're missing out on so many great attributes that these individuals bring to the table and just to this country. I know that the contributions are things we can see and there's things we can't see. They may not be wealthy monetarily, but they're so wealthy in so many other ways. And I'm so proud to be among that group of people. There's that word assimilate that doesn't really sit well with me because when people ask, what is it like or what does it take to be an American? And the answer usually is they're expecting me to say, once I assimilate to the United States, and I don't agree with that. Assimilate to me means that I've given up everything of who I am, my identity, what's important to me, my culture, my language, and I don't think that is necessarily a good thing. I rather use the term be multicultural because I can be American and but I can also be Vietnamese at the same time because that's who I am. I'm not one or the other, I'm both. I'm very proud of the fact that I'm still fluent in Vietnamese. I'm very proud of the fact that I celebrate the traditions and culture of my Vietnamese heritage, but at the same time, I also celebrate the things that are American too. So to simplify a person by saying if you lose everything of who you are, that makes you more American. I think that makes you less American because Americans are a lot more layered and a lot more complex than just having one identity. So it sells everybody short, and it robs that person of who their authentic self is. Last year on June 20th, it's a day I have always celebrated. It's World Refugee Day. But it was the first time in Colorado since the state was enacted and founded in 1876 that we made it an official day. The Governor John Hickenlooper was there along with a host of community members, and there were traditional dancers, ethnic dancers. There was a drum line by students at high school that did a phenomenal job. And the governor proclaimed it as officially Colorado World Refugee Day. And again, I was very fortunate, along with other refugees, to be one of the speakers at this event and told about the wonderful people that assisted me along the way. Very specifically, are, of course, President Ford, who allowed all refugees in with his executive order, my first grade teacher, who made a tremendous impact on me, our sponsor families, and I talked about the community that was welcoming, that really made an impact on us. So I see that as a step forward. The Vietnam War caused the refugee influx for quite a long time. It wasn't just in the 70s. It caused the influx during the 80s and 90s. It was a very long war. And this was completely new to the United States. We were the big, huge migration and influx of refugees. And so we were very fortunate that there were NGOs, there were faith-based organizations, particularly churches, and the Lutheran denomination was extremely welcoming. Now I see different communities, such as the organizations that that are here in Denver and in Colorado that work, that have direct impact with immigrant and refugee communities, and their funds are being significantly cut. Especially funds that are supposed to be impacting refugee communities in a positive way. Staffing has diminished, and that's not right. That's not what should be happening right now. At the end of the day, these are people who have lost everything. We've lost everything. We never left because we wanted to leave. We were forced to leave. We never chose to leave our homeland. We never chose to leave everything that was familiar to us. We never chose to leave our home. The situations forced us and thousands and millions of refugees that are stranded right now because of the funding situation and just the lack of understanding why we leave. And so I think it's really taken a turn, not necessarily for the better when it comes to funding for refugee programs, but I'm really hopeful because of the things that I'm involved with, that there are people who truly and genuinely care about the cause and care about individuals and know that about the humanity of who we are.